The History of the Damnable Life and Deserved Death of Dr. John Faustus. Read by Robert Crichton. Newly imprinted, and in convenient places, imperfect matter amended, according to the true copy, printed at Frankfurt, and translated into English by P.F. Gent. Printed at Edward Aldie for Edward White, and are to be sold at his shop near the little north door of St. Paul's Church at the Sign of the Gun, 1618. A discourse of the most famous Dr. John Faustus of Wittenberg in Germany, conjurer and necromancer, wherein is declared many strange things that he himself had seen and done in the earth and in the air, with his bringing up, his travails, studies, and last end. Chapter 1 of His Parentage and Birth. John Faustus, born in the town of Rhodes, being in the province of Weimar in Germany, his father a poor husbandman, and not able well to bring him up, but having an uncle at Wittenberg, a rich man, and without issue, took this Faustus from his father, and made him his heir, insomuch that his father was no more troubled with him, for he remained with his uncle at Wittenberg, where he was kept at the university in the same city, to study divinity. But Faustus, being of a naughty mind and otherwise addicted, applied not his studies, but took himself to other exercises, the which his uncle oftentimes hearing, rebuked him for it, as Eli oftentimes rebuked his children for sinning against the Lord. Even so this good man laboured to have Faustus apply his study of divinity, that he might come to the knowledge of God and his laws. But it is manifest that many virtuous parents have wicked children, as Cain, Reuben, Absalom, and such like, have been to their parents. So this Faustus, having godly parents, who seeing him to be of a toward wit, were very desirous to bring him in by those virtuous studies, namely of divinity, but he gave himself secretly to necromancy and conjuration, insomuch that few or none could perceive his profession. But to the purpose. Faustus continued at study in the university, and was by the rectors and 16 masters afterwards examined how he had profited in his studies, and being found by them that none for his time were able to argue with him in divinity, or for the excellency of his wisdom to compare with him, with one consent they made him Doctor of Divinity. But Dr. Faustus, within short time after he had obtained his degree, fell into such fantasies and deep cogitations that he was mocked of many, and of the most part of the students was called the speculator. And sometimes he would throw the scriptures from him, as though he had no care of his former profession, so that he began a most ungodly life, as hereafter more at large may appear. For the old proverb saith, "Who can hold that will away?" So who can hold Faustus from the devil that seeks after him with all his endeavour? For he accompanied himself with divers that were seen in those devilish arts, and that had the Chaldean, Persian, Hebrew, Arabian, and Greek tongues, using figures, characters, conjurations, incantations, with many other ceremonies belonging to those infernal arts, as necromancy, charms, soothsayings, witchcraft, enchantment, being delighted with their books, words, and names so well that he studied day and night therein, insomuch that he could not abide to be called Doctor of Divinity, but waxed a worldly man, and named himself an astrologian and a mathematician, and, for shadow, sometimes a physician, and did great cures, namely with herbs, roots, waters, drinks, receipts, and clysters. And without doubt he was passing wise, and excellent perfect in the holy scriptures. But he that knoweth his master's will and doth it not, is worthy to be beaten with many stripes. It is written, "No man can serve two masters, and thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." But Faustus threw all this in the wind, and made his soul of no estimation, regarding more his worldly pleasures than the joys to come. Therefore, at the day of judgment, there is no hope of his redemption. You've been listening to The History of the Damnable Life and Deserved Death of Dr. John Forsters, read by Robert Crichton. There is more from Forsters on our Patreon, where there are exclusive exploring sessions where we take a deep dive into the text, and early access to other chapters of the book. There's also extensive work available on the play adaptation by Christopher Marlowe and other hands. Links are available in the show description.